si volem dur.
Okay. The Rebbe is Ani Ladeidi and my modern Lukotum Dalid. When Shin Samach Vav in the middle of Eis Vav. Okay, the last thing we're learning is that, the way the Rebbe is explaining that the Rebbe's Moshul, that not only is the king Mekabel B'Sefer Ponim Yafes, which means he's accepting this that was given to them by the people coming to the field, but also in addition to that, Marapam Seicha Kais L'Kulam, he's smiling at everybody, which is the level of Tainuk from above, which is even higher than Tshuva. So now the last thing we learned, the Rebbe is asking, if that's the case, it's definitely not the Aveda of the Jew. That's definitely the Aveda of Momaila, and Hashem is revealing that level of Einik. So he says, two lines we learned yesterday, V'yashleim marabir bazem, sharot and shalom l'kabbalah sabmepnei ha-melech. This, that the will of the people is to meet the king, and therefore the king reacts accordingly, is mitzad etzim mitziyusam. Is because of their essential level, meaning it's not coming from anything exterior, anything external, it's coming mamish from the Jew itself, meaning, given shamelech ulev kol ha'am. The Rambam says the king is the heart of the people, lochein is kashrusam lemelech. There, it's an essential bond. And but let me read in a few more. Ela shimikamokim. Kshamelech v'amein berichak mokim. He says, when the king is far, meaning when the king is in the palace and the people are in the midbar, efshe is possible, she is kashirus shalahem lamelech. This connection to the king. And therefore, even the will to go meet the king is behelim concealed. And therefore, through this, that the king is in the field, where they want to be or where they're found, it's revealed. So the Rebbe is explaining like this: it's really not coming momaila. There's an essential bond between the Jew and Hashem, or here he's speaking before he goes into the Nimshol, between the nation and the king. The king is the heart of the people. The heart is our basically essence. That's who we are. You can't live without a heart. The king is the heart of the people, meaning every person, so to speak, has within him this king. We have a heart. That's the king of the Jewish people. That is automatically bound to the king. Now, sometimes that level could be a little bit hidden. Sometimes it could be revealed. But it's not that the king is making it happen as a revelation from above. It's the Jew is, that's who they are. So this that the king is smiling and revealing this level of the Jew, which is higher than Torah, higher than Tshuva, higher than everything else, Tainik Atmi, the essence of Hashem, he says, the king is not revealing this from above. All he's doing is uncovering what's covering your thing that you have by yourself. It's not coming from above. When a person digs the earth and gets the precious diamonds, it's not that the person is putting the diamonds there. The diamonds are there. You're just finding them. So it's not something coming from above from the person that he's making the diamonds in the ground. The diamond is there. He's just uncovering the mud that's covering it. The Rebbe is explaining, and this shows the greatness of a Jew. The Jew, no matter who they are, where they are, what's going on in their life, every Jew is really connected essentially to the king, Tashem. The king is in the field. All the king is doing is making it accessible for you to reveal that level of Tainuk that really you have by yourself that Hashem's not even giving you. You're a Jew that you got it. And he said, same thing is in the Nimshul when it comes to the Yidin Hashem. The awakening of Tshuva, that comes through the 13 attributes of Elul, All that happens is Mizgala Rots and Pnimi di Yisrael. All it does is reveal the real will of the Jew. Ukamuv and Gamba Maimir. Behem Shecha Maimir. After the Melech of Batsadeh, he says the Shenkel is all in the brackets. But the Alt Rebbe explains that the Shenkel is the first of all the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. He said in Kabbalah, it's a big discussion. Is Hashem Hashem Kel Ra? Where do you start the 13 attributes of mercy from? So a lot of opinions say from the level of Kel. Now, Yisrael is Sar Kel. Yisrael is Sar Kel. If Yidin are Sar Kel, that means they control this level of Kel. So in Hashem,
Amen.
Zayt gezint, I get
in
Shabbos.
Oh, you want me to put it
down?
Yeah.
No, it's okay, it's okay. Okay, anyway, so what the Jew is Sar Kel, and he left, like you said before, Yud Sar Kel, so it's continuously Sar Kel, so that means the Jew is in control of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. He's the Sar of Kel. Kel is the beginning of the 13 attributes of mercy. That means the Jew basically is even higher than Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. So all the king is doing is revealing that level. It's not coming from above in any way whatsoever. V'inyin shem kel. Ho'erd ein tzof baruch u'mamish. Like it says, kel Hashem v'yar lanu. Ne'erd k'mei etzim. O'k'mevor b'kam m'keimitz. Like it's not explained in many different places. Ha'chilek bein or l'shefer. Okay, this is, the Rebbe is saying this in brackets. There's a revelation of or, of light, and there's a revelation of shefa, sustenance. For instance, when a teacher teaches students, that's shefa. He's giving them something. When a parent creates a child, the seed that they're giving is shefa. It's the sustenance. And then you have the level of or, light. Now, when you look at a student, you can't see who the teacher is. The mushba, the receiver of the sustenance, doesn't reveal who the giver is. If you don't know who taught somebody, you're not going to know by looking at him, even talking in learning or in wisdom. You're not going to know, or medicine, you're not going to know who taught them. Because shefa doesn't reveal, it doesn't reveal the essence. Or we light, you look out the light, you see right away. It's the sunlight, moonlight, you see right away what the source is. So when it says, Kel Hashem vayoyelonu, the level of Ord, Elukus therefore is revealed, Elukus is revealed through that level of Ord. And therefore, v'chol echad v'echad mi'yisrael mer giluizeh. And therefore, if a Jew is sad, Kel, on a continuous basis, every Jew has this level of Kel within them. V'yaseh mizu, and not only that, Shagilu the Shem Kel Shavacholacha mi Yisrael, that this level of Kel, Sar Kel means what controls the person is the level of Kel, who has Sar Amesh Bekirbe. Because Yisrael, like he said, is Asis Yud Sar Kel, and he says like this, Vizel Shabitu la Loko Shavachol, this is what we just learned in Tanya Wednesday night. He says the bittul in Berakut Ches and Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains, the lowest of the low has a neshama. Yeah, it might be Malchus or Malchus of Asiya, but in Malchus, the Malchus of Asiya is Yitzira, Bria, Atzilus, and in each. So the bottom link is connected to Chochmah of Atzilus. Chochmah of Atzilus is not Seichel, Bina is understanding. Chochmah is Koyachma, the level of Amunah. He said the fool believes everything Shlomo HaMelech says. Shebekol echad mi yisrael bittul shelemayla mitam v'das. Has every single Jew, no matter who the Jew is ready to give up their life al kiddush Hashem. Why? Because every Jew has this level within them. So therefore, it's not Hashem in Elul giving it to us. In the month of Elul, Hashem is saying to each guy, your stuff is ready to be undug. Dig it up. How do you dig it up? By coming to the king in the Midbar. Once you come to the king in the Midbar, in the Sada, then the king is accepting you, revealing this level. He's revealing this level of Tainu, which is even higher than Taira and Tshuva and all that stuff. Kibi Yisrael, Gili earns of Baruch Hu Atzmei Mamish, Shalem Ma'ilem Yishtaushes, which is even higher than the worlds. So therefore, in the month of Elul, basically, the lowest of the lowest of Jew could become awakened to receive the greatest level of godliness possible. The Rosh Tutz has no power over that level of the Jew. In Basar Leganim, Friedrich Rebbe writes that the Rosh Tutz can only cover Seichel and Midas, Machshav Adibur Ramaisa. The Pintali Yid, the essence, Alpha Bishachot Yisroel. So that the Rosh Tutz doesn't cover. So somebody asked the Rebbe, how you find people that they convert to other religions? So the Rebbe says, rarely do you find the Rosh Tutz covers over that also, but that's an exception.
Wait, what's that?
Huh?
What's that
mean? You find the person that converts to other religions and constantly denies the existence of Hashem.
You rarely see that?
Rarely? We're not talking about a non-frum Jew. We're talking about a person that actually converts to other religions and all that. We're not talking about. Okay, many people. I mentioned this many times. A person who Nebuch is not making it here, just not going in America. They say, "Okay, I'm going to make Aliyah. I'm going to move to Israel." Yeah, that is not a real idealist who's Meisa Nefesh because he believes in living in Eretz Yisrael. Because if things would go well here, he wouldn't move to Israel. Right? You can't say, what is the true test, so to speak, even this we can understand very simply. What's the true test of a loyalist, I don't want to use the word Zionist, but a guy that really is idealistic for Eretz Yisrael, a guy who has it great here, everything is great, a great business, a great everything, and he gives it all up to move to Shiloh or, you know, a place where he has to, without running water, you know. That's called an idealist. A person who goes to Israel because Nebuchadnezzar is not going here, let me try somewhere else, yeah, it's a very good thing. But it's not, that's not where he's at. Okay? Like the many people are always looking for things. This religion is not going for me well. It's not going. So go to convert. That doesn't mean he's giving up Hashem. It doesn't mean he's actually giving up Hashem. Hey, Nebuch, if I'm going here, let me try something else. That doesn't work. I'll go somewhere else. When you talk about the Rosh Tutz covering over the essence of the person, means a person who has it great, and he still gives up Yiddishkeit. Huh? That's rare.
$2 million.
Depends where, by the way. Sometimes it's more. Okay, let's go. So he says, and this is what Aveda is on Elo. Because the Rebbe asks if it's a Gilim Milo of the king smiling. So Lucheira, how is it on Nila Deidi? He says, no, it's the Aveda of the Jew. Even though the awakening comes from above, but nevertheless, the revelation of above, i.e., the king in the field smiling, is only a siba cause. It's really awakening the real will of the person. It's the person's doing, not Hashem's doing. Hashem is only stimulating it. If you think about it, it's a remarkable concept, the way the Rebbe is explaining the Moshe of the Alter Rebbe, that according to the Moshe of the Alter Rebbe basically is saying that a Jew in Midbar, in essence, is connected to Hashem completely. It just, sometimes it needs to be pushed a little bit, stimulated, to wake it up. And it's interesting. by certain people, tragedy makes them awakened. You find many people became religious because they're dying on the deathbed. A tragedy happens. God, and sometimes, because a miracle happened to the person, won the lottery, so then, you know, they thank Hashem, even for, what do they say, the vast majority of people that won the lottery cursed the day they won it. Huh? They don't want it because it became a curse. They end up divorcing and they end up nobody likes them anymore. They only like the money. And it's a whole thing, you know. But that can awaken a person to wake up to do tshuva too. How many people convert in jail to Muslims and all? It's unbelievable. What happened? Because they're down and out. They have nothing. Everything is turned upside down. It's not because they're loyal to other religions. It's just... But here is the opposite. This is the real will of the Jew.
The empty stomach follows you anywhere.
True. That's why you don't go shopping when you're hungry. Because you'll buy whatever you see. Okay, Zion. What? Or on a fast day. Or on a fast day. Yishleimah. Okay, in Zion he says like this. Shaydei gilu mi yud gemid sarachimim. Through the awakening of yud gemu mi sarachimim. We actually reveals through this, he's not saying now, through this that the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, i.e. the Melech Basoda, by the way, means the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, Sharot and the Yisrael Ubalokus, Lefi Shehem, Mushrosh and Beatmos. He said that until now the Rebbe is explaining that by the Melech coming in the field, i.e., revealing the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, which is the Gilui of Elul, so that awakens the Jew to reveal their essence. The Rebbe says, through this, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim become greater. The Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is stimulating the Jew, but through that, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim become greater. How? For Inyan who... The Inasi Ili B'Yud Gim Mitzrachim, the Yud Gim Mitzrachim become greater. Bo'inyin hu idin, you'll say this. Zer Shabriel Bishvil Yisrael. We know, Chazal say, Rashi says the beginning of Chumash, Bereshis, Beis Reshis, the world was created because of Torah and Jews. So the Kavon Mezehu, the intent of this is, Lo Lak Lebriya Se'elim. It doesn't only mean creation of this physical world, all the revelations of Elokus, meaning when Medrash says, and Rashi quotes it, that the world was created because of Jews, it doesn't only mean this world. All the revelations and emanations, and starting from the highest level of Tzimtzum Harishon, and before that, it's all for the sake of Yid. You know, why did Hashem reveal Atzilus? Because of Jews. Why did Hashem reveal Keser, Ak, Teo, Akudim, Nekudim, Bruim, Lifne, Atzintim? Every revelation is for the Jews. Shaydei hayirid yud gemom midas rachmim. By this, that the yud gemom midas rachmim is going out mimkeimam from their place, which is heichel malchusay, which is above ishtalshus, lesada into the field, meaning this, that the level of elokus higher than world comes into the world, berdela eru legalis harasin apnim bibi Yisrael, is in order to awaken the Jew. So through that mizgalim behem, it becomes revealed in the revelations that their kavana behem, what is their purpose? Bishvil Yisrael, for the sake of the Jews, Shashar Shem Batmos, who are in the sourced in essence. Meaning like this. The fact that the king is in the field is to stimulate the Jews, right? To show that the Jew comes from essence. That even if you're in Sada and Midbar, you're hidden, you know, the king's coming to the field, which, by the way, the Rebbe is explaining to me, well, Dr. Rebbe says it, But the Rebbe is elaborating on it, that it's the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. Now Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim is higher than Atzilus. It's a level of Kesed, right? So Kesed, the crown on top of Atzilus, that is being revealed in the world. For what purpose? To stimulate the essence of the Jew that's revealed in the essence, that it originates in the essence. Through that, the purpose of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim is becoming fulfilled. What is the purpose of the revelation of? Or what's the purpose of having Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim? Everything was created for the Jew, Bishvil Yisrael. Every revelation, emanation of any godliness is there for the Jew. That means, why did God make Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim? Why is there a revelation of the 13 attributes of mercy? Is only to stimulate the Jew. So when the Jew becomes stimulated, i.e. Melech Basada Elul, that shows the purpose of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, that is for the sake of the Jew, which comes in the essence. So the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim are actually fulfilling their mission of revelation by this, that the Jew becomes stimulated. So they become greater. So when the Gemara says, I learned a lot from my Rebbes, I learned more from my friends, and from my students I learned the most. Yeah? So even though L'Chaedah, the teacher, is teaching to the student, but the student is showing a deeper level in the teacher. He's making the teacher smarter by asking questions and all that. When the person gives tzedakah, like a few pennies in the pushka, you know, I won't say which minion that is. A few pennies in the pushka, the Gemara says, Yeser mimasha balabayis eise ima ani, ha'ani eise ima balabayis. More than the rich man does for the poor man does for the rich man. Simply, what does it mean? When they give tzedakah to the poor man, so I'm giving, he's taking. But I'm only giving him a coin. He is giving me the mitzvah, which is infinitely greater than the coin. That's the simple meaning. But basically, the Rebbe is saying here, it's even deeper than that. By me giving the poor person money, he's revealing my ultimate purpose. What is my purpose? To be a giver. Hashem set up the word giver and takers. Everybody is a giver, everybody is a taker. But by me giving something to the receiver, it shows my purpose as a giver, which is a mashpia versus a mekabel. The Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, i.e. Melech Basada. Melech Basada, it's not the, you know, picture. Yeah, the king comes into the field. I mean, it doesn't mean that, right? What does it mean, the Melech Basada? In the month of Elul, Alter Rebbe says, the 13 attributes of mercy are revealed. Meaning, the level, and not only a Marupan Sechel case, the level of Tainug, the highest level of Elokus, is revealed to every single Jew in the month of Elul. With that revelation, stimulates the Jew to make that the Jew realizes, not it's not revealing the essence of the Jew. It stimulates the Jew to the effect that the Jew realizes, I am connected to the essence of Hashem. It doesn't matter if I sin or not. I am still a neshama, chelak alaka, it's a part of Hashem, rooted in the essence of Hashem. And that stimulates the Jew to become super great. So what happens through that? The mission and purpose of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim is fulfilled. The purpose of Melech Basada has become fulfilled through that. So not only is Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim stimulating the Jew to reveal their diamond, it actually makes the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim better because it shows the purpose of their creation. I gave just an example of tzedakah. When the king comes out into the field in Elul, that people come on time to the second minyan because they were woken up early for whatever reason that is, I don't know, whatever they do. Yeah. So that stimulates the Jew, even the desert Jew, by the way, to reveal that, yeah, you got to come to learn Chassidus before davening. That stimulates the essence of the Jew. So then the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmi becomes elevated. This is very fundamental, by the way, a Jew realizing, number one, who they are. And when we do things, we actually fulfill the mission of the greatest revelations of Hashem. Why, in other words, why did Hashem reveal all those revelations for the Jew? So when the Jew accomplishes something by waking up through those revelations, the revelation's purpose has been fulfilled. Like this, it's a waste of thing. If the revelations don't do anything to the Jew, why are they, like, Hashem reveals them, but they're worthless. They're not doing anything. What's the purpose of it? Hashem didn't create anything in the world for no reason. So even the revelations of Atzilus and higher than Atzilus are all for a purpose. What's the purpose? For one thing, to stimulate a Jew. Can you imagine? All the revelations from the highest of the highest of the highest levels are all for the sake of the Jew.
For the sake of a Jew to elevate, not just to look at.
To know, to reveal who they really are.
What does that do? If you don't take action,
then you realize there's an essential bond. That there's a God, Hashem and the Jew. What's it? It doesn't make sense. Good morning. Good morning. It doesn't make sense. And that's why the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, when he speaks about Nisava Kodesh Baruch Holiyas the Yisbarach Dira B'Tachteinim, okay, when the Medrash says Nisava Kodesh Baruch Holiyas the Dira B'Tachteinim, the Rebbe Rashab always used to add Yisbarach, Dira Lo Yisbarach, and the Rebbe explains what that means. But basically, the Alter Rebbe says, Afatavi, you can't ask why. It doesn't make sense. This is what I like. I like it. Why? Somebody else doesn't like it. Why do you like it? You can't explain why. You know why? Because it's not logical. So why did Hashem do this to lower himself, to reveal himself, put himself into evil, make evil exist? Like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, you take the face of the king and you stick him into manure. That's what happens. Hashem is coming in, he sticks himself into manure. I mean, it's pretty disgraceful. Why did he do it? You can't ask why. This is what he wanted. What did he want? Why did Hashem stick his head into manure? That we should elevate eventually through Mashiach, even Shoshim Tzatzmeis, become elevated. That the world should become elevated to God. Why couldn't, does it make God more perfect? No. Hashem could have had the same thing without the world? Yeah. But he wanted it. Why? He doesn't know. There's no logic. In fact, it defies logic.